Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members.
Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Enviro Heating and Air, serving all brands of HVAC systems in Sonoma County and Marin County. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Warriors' overtime loss to the Rockets. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco.
At TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, not only do you get to play where the pros play, but you also get to play where Warriors play, like Klay Thompson, who hosted a tournament at TPC Harding Park over the summer.
Thompson Family Foundation Golf Tournament. That was so much fun. Shout out to TPC Harding Park for hosting us. I played great too, so that always helps. Just a fun day on the course for a great cause.
All right, welcome to Oracle Arena on Facebook. And Ray, for our Dubs OT podcast, we went OT with the Warriors and the Rockets win. What a thrilling game. I mean, this is one of the best games of the year, really. A very disappointing loss for the Warriors because they had the lead. They were really in command of this game. They allowed the Rockets to kind of hang around there at the end. And then in the end, it was James Harden with an unbelievable shot that won it in overtime.
Just, you know, they defended him well. I think it was Klay and Draymond on him on that last shot off to go back and look again. But
it was, yeah.
Yeah, he made some incredible shots down the stretch. There was some great shot making in this game. And it was, right cross to left hook, heavyweight bout. Now, the Warriors should have won this game. I'm going to just put that right out there. They mishandled it at the end of regulation. Some poor shot selection. I know Steph Curry was saying that he was trying to throw a dagger at the end of the game, and it wasn't a bad look, but they had a six-point lead with a minute 10 to go. You got to win those games, no matter who it is. So they kicked it away, but also the Rockets earned it because they were down 20. They didn't quit. They came back. The Warriors helped them out a little bit. Earlier in the game with silly turnovers, and eventually Harden got going. And you knew, and I mentioned this on Twitter during the game, you knew things were going to change because the Warriors were shooting in the 60s. They were 62-63% by halftime, and the Rockets were under 40. You knew that gap was going to close. It did. And Harden was incredible. Listen, two things can be equally true about Harden. He drives me crazy. He baits the referees. He sells the call. They buy it. Tonight, amazingly, he only got, nine free throws. That's kind of low for him. I mean, that one game where he got 27, that's just absurd for him to get 27 free throws. But he's earned this reputation around the league. But he's also an incredible offensive player. So tough to guard. When he's making shots like that, what can you do? But the Warriors let this one get away, and I think it hurts for them. On the scale of regular season games, this one hurts because I think they felt like they were finally getting some traction and they were playing really well in this game for a while, really well, and they let it get away.
Actually, Roz Gold on Woody had a really good report for Turner during the game, and she had talked to Harden and Curry about the importance of this game, and they both thought it was really important. Curry said, you know, they've had some bad losses here at Oracle Arena to some really good teams. They needed a good win. And for Harden, you know, it's obvious. They just want to beat the Warriors. And, you know, he comes up big. That triple-double, that's a real triple-double. 44 points with 15 assists and 10 rebounds and just a flurry of great three-point shots. He had 10 three-pointers made. Just an incredible game for him.
Well, not just the three-point shots, and there were a high degree of difficulty shots, but when he put the ball on the floor and he's able to burn the Warriors inside with the lobs to Capella repeatedly, and Capella ended up with 29 points and 21 rebounds, and this points up again a hole that the Warriors have at the five. Looney played well, but he only went 22 minutes. They've got about 20 minutes at the five per game they need to account for. They're not going to get it every game from Jordan Bell. And he only played 8 minutes tonight after playing, I thought, his best game of the year before that. But this wasn't a fit for him, and he had some struggles out there. Looney, I thought, was playing terrifically, but, you know, he started getting into a little foul trouble. So I think there's 15 to 20 minutes per game at the five against the better teams with guys like Capella that they have to account for, and that's where DeMarcus Cousins comes in. He's starting to practice again. Maybe you pick up Lopez or something like that to get a little more depth. But I think that's the number one thing that they're going to have to address. The other thing And I agree with Curry and Harden. This, they played like this was an important regular season game. This game had their total focus. It wasn't the Warriors messing around like, ah, it's just January. No, calendar has turned. It is starting to take this more seriously because they do want to win the West. And here come the Rockets like a house of fire. They won 11-12, and they're thinking they can win the West again. But the other part of it is these home games, this arena, this team is not quite as intimidating as it was in the past. It's not a sure thing, and I think fans are having a hard time dealing with that right now. We've been so spoiled. We talked about it before. They were so dominant for a few years. That domination isn't there. The dynamic has changed in the league in this conference. You see all the teams that are so close together. Now, the Warriors could still end up winning it, but they've got some things to fix. It's not a five-alarm fire, but they got stuff to fix.
We'll have more Dubs OT right after this.
Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro Heating and Air contractors have a solid reputation for having thorough knowledge of residential heating and air conditioning systems, as well as commercial HVAC systems. For your free HVAC air conditioning and heater estimate, call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air.
You know, I think I'm going to remember this game for not only the Harden shot and how competitive it was, but for one of the worst calls that I think I've ever seen in the NBA, in NBA history. And it was Kevin Durant saving the ball. Eventually, it led to this incredible shot by Steph Curry at the end of that. But he saves the ball. And when you first saw it, I thought he was kind of dancing along the baseline. And this is where television and replay really comes into play to make a referee look so embarrassed, because Durant was just running out of bounds for how many steps, and he's called okay that he's safe, he's inbounds, and actually saved that ball. Harden couldn't believe it. D'Antoni couldn't believe it. And when you see it, you just say, wow, if I'm the official who called that or who was standing near there, that is completely embarrassing.
Oh, that was a whiff. That was an oof. I mean, from where I was here in the press area, 200 feet away, I thought, wow, what a great save. But the referees are a few feet away. And you saw the replay, and I think Durant is just now running back in bounds. Okay, that's how far out he was. It was unbelievable. So you might say, well, I mean, they got a break on that. They ended up getting a bucket out of that from Curry, I think it was, that they probably shouldn't have had. In the end, I think the Rockets probably thinking it worked out. Karma worked out. I think karma did work out. The Rockets earned this. And the Warriors blew it. Two things can be equally true. We all look at things from our team's perspective, right? Man, they blew it. And, yeah, they feel like they should have taken this game and put it in the bank, and they didn't do it. But you also credit the opposition. You credit guys like Harden and Capella, who had amazing games. And that's the bottom line in this league. These guys get paid. Harden's an MVP. Some could argue that he shouldn't be, that he's just a one-dimensional player. He puts up a lot of shots, but then you see games like this, and you see what his value is. I mean, everything revolving around him with Chris Paul out, and it probably should be that way.
By the way, that Durant play, you know what it reminded me of? This is going to sound odd, but remember the quarterback for the Lions, Dan, I think it was Orlovsky?
Yeah.
And he was running out of the back of the end zone and totally lost where he was on the field, ended up just running out of bounds, you know, past the end line of the end zone. It was a safety, but he was just rolling and, you know, getting ready to throw the ball, and he's out of bounds by, you know, 5 feet or maybe, you know, more than that. And you know, just was like the worst mistake a quarterback could make, to not know where he was on the field. It reminded me of that, because Durant was, he's just running along way out of bounds when I'm looking at that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That goes up there in one of the worst calls I've ever seen in the NBA, right up there. And by the way, Clay was wide open at the end.
Yeah, and it was Durant who took the last shot.
Yeah, and from 32 feet away. So, you know, I was joking on Twitter that Durant saw the box score in the fourth quarter and he only had 12 shots. So he was going to see to that. He was going to get feed himself if they weren't going to feed him. He ends up with 23 shots in the game. But You know, this is not the beautiful basketball that we're used to seeing from the Warriors. Things are a little disjointed. I think part of it, we talked about the rotation and, you know, Curry being out in the middle of the fourth quarter, KD being out, and they're trying to stagger it. I think you got to get these guys to play together, and you got to get a better bench. And I think they're going to do that. I think they're going to have to do that when Cousins comes into the fray, and that influences the rotation, influences the bench, makes it a little bit deeper, and maybe you get another piece as well. I don't think this staggering stuff is going to work. I think they got to play together. And a little less iso ball, a little more moving the ball around to try to get the good shot. And I understand Curry's mentality, going for that dagger at the end. Believe me, I understand that. It's part of what makes him great. But a two-pointer is a dagger, too, in that situation with time run off the clock. And even if you miss it, you really put the crunch on Houston. They kind of let them back into overtime, and they actually had a chance to put it away in the regulation. Harden had a shot right near the elbow. He dribbled in, and he had a shot. He could have hit a floater. But he didn't want to tie it up late. He wanted to, that is in overtime, he wanted to end it with a three, and eventually he did. But the Warriors had chances in regulation to put away, numerous chances. The Rockets had a lot of chances to tie the game or take the lead in the third and fourth quarter, and they just couldn't quite climb that mountain until the very end. And I don't know if fans felt this way or you felt this way, but once they got to overtime, I thought the Rockets were going to get this.
More Dubs OT in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
After the game on Thursday night, Steve Kerr talked about the Warriors' woes in the third quarter.
I think that, you know, they came out swinging. They scored, I think, 18 points in the first 4 minutes. Our defense was really poor. And then our offensive execution was really lacking. Quick shots. I don't know if Kevin Durant touched the ball there in the third quarter for about 5-6 minutes. And you know, that can't happen. We've got to do a better job of getting him the ball and making sure we're executing. I thought we were just coming down and taking a lot of quick shots. And because we weren't in a good rhythm, we were missing. And then we were vulnerable with our transition defense off those missed shots.
Klay Thompson talked about the Warriors' offense.
First half, you saw some beautiful basketball, the way we were playing, just moving it on quickly, quick decisions. And I think in the second half, we kind of played in their hands because we slowed it up and tried to do too much isolation. And we can be great at that, but I think we're at our best when the ball's flying around.
Here's Steph Curry talking about the Warriors blowing a big lead.
When you have a lead like that, you don't lose at home. Tough way to, obviously James made a bunch of tough shots. They got the ball moving and hit a bunch of threes in the third quarter. That gave us some life. I don't know if it's slow rotations or just a little laziness with that lead, but again, you have a lead like that, it's a tough way to go out.
That's Steph Curry. We'll have more Warriors Dubs OT right after this.
Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro's goal is to provide each family and business with the most energy-efficient heating and air conditioning system to fit their needs. Enviro is happy to provide a free estimate for your new energy-efficient HVAC system. Contact Enviro Heating and Air today to get an estimate and lower your monthly heating and air conditioning energy costs. Call 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air.
Going back to regulation, to what you were talking about with the Curry shot, after that, there was another part of that where the Warriors really should have been able to get a 2-for-1, and they didn't get it because they waited too long to take the shot. So it's kind of, you know, on one hand, they had that possession where Curry shoots it too early. On the other hand, they have another possession where they shoot it too late, because if they had shot the ball earlier, they would have had a 2-for-1. They don't get it because of that. And I think I think Steve Kerr was a little aggravated after the game. You could tell in his post-game comments, just his demeanor was, you know, I don't like that we're not moving the ball, and I don't like that we didn't get that 2-for-1, and I don't like the Curry play that you talked about.
Yeah, and like I said, this is not the usual beautiful basketball we're used to seeing from this team that has brought these sellout crowds here to Oracle Arena. You know, that's something they got to work out internally, and this is the problem, if you want to call it a problem, when you have multiple all-stars on a team. They used to joke about the Lakers being that way when they had Wilt and Elgin and Jerry West, that there was only one basketball. Klay Thompson made fun of that when people talked about it with the Warriors a couple years ago when KD was mixing in pretty well. Of course, there was a time when Curry was out too, and then KD was out. And this is why you like to have them both, because if they get hurt, you still got one pretty devastating scorer in there. But I think there's some things they got to work out internally as far as how they're moving the ball. You know, what are people's goals right now? Because the thing about Curry, I mean, he's very much a team player. And he's, you know, if the plan is to defer a little bit, he's not going to rock the boat like a lot of superstars would. But it's his team, all right? He's tomorrow at Fox Theater, they're going to have Mr. Fab and E-40, and he's going to celebrate 10 years in Oakland, okay? After being drafted in 09. This is his team. I love KD's game, believe me. But it's Steph Curry's team. He's got to be handling the ball more. That's my opinion. And I think that's the opinion of a lot of fans, too. So that doesn't mean that KD is going to get frozen out. But what you saw tonight, and I joked about it, 12 shots in the fourth quarter. He wasn't getting the ball. And, you know, he saw to it that he was going to get fed at the end of the game. These kind of things they got to work out because KD could well be gone. You know, Klay Thompson is going into a big contract. Steph Curry is golden, you know, for a couple more years. But I think it's inevitable when you have players of this stature and this ability, just trying to figure out how to work as a team. They can do it for a while, but, you know, your instincts take over too. You have tremendous self-confidence, and you want to take that big shot. And I think you're seeing that, and it's backfired a little bit for them this year.
I think one of the major positives out of this game is the way Klay Thompson was shooting the basketball. Ended up with 26 points, 4 of 8 from 3, and 11 of 20 overall from the field. I just thought there were some catch-and-shoot shots that he really got his confidence back on. I mean, he looked like he was much smoother. There were a few that he forced, but this was the Klay Thompson that you remember, you know, from previous years, where we just haven't seen that throughout the early part of this year. And, I mean, I just thought this is a good game for him to kind of get it going, and hopefully that, you know, goes into momentum for future games.
Yeah, not a consistent year at all for him. Felt like lately he's starting to get it back, and you know, when you see him let go of a corner three and barely touch the ball, I mean, no hesitation, you know he's got his confidence back, and he had a couple of shots there in the first half in that way. Very strong game. He had a couple of bad shots as far as selection late, but he also had a couple of big plays late. So, I mean, I thought he did as good a job as you can hope for on Harden during the time he guarded him. Harden took 32 shots in this game. Got 44 points, but look at the one thing that stands out to me in this box score. We're looking up at a screen above here. The Rockets lead the NBA in threes per game at 42.6. And now, mind you, it's overtime.
Attempts, yeah.
42.6 threes attempted per game. They attempted 54 in this game. And, of course, there was overtime included in that. But they were well above that 42 in regulation as well. I mean, that's their calling card. And Harden shot 23 threes on his own. Teams will do that, yeah. And that's a lot. But he made 10 of 23 from three, and, again, some incredible shots. And I remember an old coach saying, it's a make-or-miss league, the former Warriors coach Mark Jackson. And I think there's a kernel of truth in that, and there were just some hellacious shot-making tonight.
You know, a couple of other plays, Ray, in this game that you don't see every day. One was Durant skying to the basket to dunk and getting blocked. And I know there was a, you know, discussion about, oh, was that clean? On the replay, I thought that was clean. Yeah, you thought it was clean?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I'm looking at a replay from a certain angle, and it's all interpretive, but it looked clean to me.
Yeah, and the other one, which you don't see very often too, was Draymond Green getting whistled for a foul just after the shot clock expired. And that was interesting. They actually had to go. The officials had to go look at the replay on that, because you don't see that every day where it's that close to being, you know, a foul called or a shot clock expiring.
Yeah, there were a couple of weird calls in this game. I mean, this game had almost everything in it. But, yeah, you don't see that too often. You know, there were a couple of calls here and there that you could say the referees missed. Harden and the Rockets were furious for much of this game at the officiating. And just as an aside, I think there are certain officials in the league who have a little burn their saddle for the Warriors, but it's not a conspiracy. You know, I do think, you know, they've bought into the hype about Harden. And listen, he's a transcendent offensive player. We all know that. He is so tough to guard, but he also gets a little bit of help. But that's the league. That's the way it's always been. The superstar players are going to get favored that way, except for Steph Curry, apparently. But beyond that, there's no conspiracy involved here. And by the way, it hasn't prevented the Warriors from winning 3 out of 4 championships.
The last thing I wanted to talk to you about was Harden's step-back threes, because it's just amazing to watch. I mean, some of them, they're kind of short step-backs, maybe to the left or to the right. Some of them, I mean, he steps way back. It looks like he's stepping like a yard and a half back and then taking a shot right after he steps it back. He gets rid of it so quickly and so accurately. You don't see anybody else do it the way he does.
Yeah, except for Curry, maybe. And I think Curry may have started it, you know, as far as expanding the space beyond the three-point line to get yourself room. And that's what it's about. He's a big guy, by the way. I don't think people realize that.
He's a big stride. Yeah,
big stride. And so he's able to step back. Now, everybody's seen the replay of the conga line 3 or 4 steps he took. And nobody, because referees kind of get used to seeing him do that. But he actually took an extra step or two on one of those. I think it was against the Clippers. And so I was laughing about that. But he takes a big stride, and so he gives himself space. And it doesn't matter that it's 26, 27, 28 feet, as we saw in that last shot. The range in the NBA is expanding of acceptable shot selection. And I think that might have started with Curry. And Harden has taken it to that level as well. And Curry's 6'3", he's 6'5". But the difference in his game, and Curry's become a very good finisher, but Harden will go into the lane. He's got huge shoulders. He's really bulked up in that regard, and barrel chest. So he can take the contact repeatedly. That part of it, I you know, the referees are going to give him respect for that because he's an aggressor in the lane. But he also flails, stumbles, falls, and he gets calls. And it's not on Harden. It's on the referees. And he makes it work. It works for him, and he's going to keep doing it. Why wouldn't he? And he's having another tremendous year. Now, during this streak of the last 12 games where he's been averaging, 40 a game or more?
He's got the last 9 games, 35-plus points and 5-plus assists. Nobody's ever done that over a 9-game stretch like that.
Yeah, well, you know, he's handling the ball. I mean, he is the man, and so he's getting the numbers, but he's been incredibly effective during that time. Although, the one thing I'll say is, you know, he'll turn the ball over. And he's a volume shooter. You know, he's putting up a lot of shots, and he put up 32 tonight. But it's worked for the Rockets, you know, to this point. I don't know if it's going to work in the postseason. Hasn't yet. But this was another game that's a little crack in the Warriors' armor. And, you know, the Rockets, I don't think, fear them. I think the Rockets are frustrated by what happened in the finals last year. They missed 27 three-pointers in a row. And they feel like they kicked that away. So they're on a mission. And the Warriors know other teams are after them, like Denver is on the come up and now leading the West. It's a different dynamic this year. And like I said, there's respect, but there's not fear. And I think that's what the Warriors have to deal with as well. Now let's see what happens when Cousins comes into the mix, whether they can go on a run here. Because I really felt like they were going to start going on a run. And if they'd close this one out tonight, I think that would have catapulted to them. But now it's, you know, a little bit of self-doubt creeps in because they're humans. I think they're still tremendously confident, but it's just different this year. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough. They can still do it. It's just going to be tougher.
Especially at Oracle Arena. I mean, that's a couple of losses that were close ones to the Rockets and the Blazers, but they've also had their butts kicked by the Lakers, the Raptors, the Bucks. Teams have come in here. They're not intimidated. It's a great atmosphere still, but they're just not intimidated when they come in here.
No. And I think that they sense some holes in the Warriors, especially defensively at the five. Looney does what he can. Draymond can't play there all the time. So the teams have been attacking them there. And when they have a guy who's a reasonable offensive player, it's a problem. I mean, Zubac the Lakers had a huge game. So that's something that's going to have to change, and it might, you know, as you get Cousins into the mix and maybe you pick up another center, as I mentioned earlier. But, yeah, we were here for the Raptors game. That was without Kawhi Leonard, and they paddled him. That was embarrassing. The Laker loss was absolutely embarrassing, and I think they were embarrassed by that. They have played better since then. They played, like I said, very well tonight for a half, and then they let it get away. So it's going to sting. On the scale of regular season losses, this one's going to sting. Now what do they do about it?
We'll see. Happy New Year, by the way. 2019, not off to a great start for the Warriors, but we'll see how they progress after this. Look forward to talking to you again next week, Ray. Thanks.
All is well. All is well.
Wait, what movie is that again?
That's Animal House.
That's right. That's right.
That's Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. All is well.
Degree of separation.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.